This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I always got along very well with President Xi. That relationship was greatly disturbed by COVID when COVID came in. But we get along very well now. The relationship was hurt with a lot of people, a lot of countries when COVID came in. But I think we're going to have a very good relationship. I expect to have a very good relationship with China, Scott. I think it's a very friendly meeting. They look forward to doing it in an elegant way.
Capital Beat.
Yeah, covering things going on up in D.C. Of course, that was the president talking about tariffs in China. But once again yesterday, a federal judge stepped in and blocked his efforts to restrict some grant monies that were going to local cities. They sued, and the judge apparently agreed with them. We've got Tanya J. Powers on the phone from Fox News Radio. Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, this is just the latest example of this that I assume, if it's not been appealed already, it will be today.
I would assume. I mean, this is the judge's 14-day block. It's a temporary block on the Trump administration from putting these new conditions on this money. We're talking about millions of dollars worth of grants for mass transit for the Seattle area, also homelessness services grants that were set aside for Boston, New York, San Francisco, some other local governments in there as well. Like I said, it was intended to address these specific issues. Now, the lawsuit was brought by last week by 8 cities and counties. And basically they're saying there's these new, you know, conditions put on this money and those conditions, you know, are designed to, you know, kind of further the president's efforts to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion, also to pressure local officials into helping with their mass deportations, and also cutting off information about lawful abortions. So these are some of the conditions that they're saying that were put on this money. The judge in Seattle, said that local governments had basically shown that they were pretty likely to win the case because the conditions that are now imposed on these grants from the Trump administration have not been approved by Congress. The conditions hadn't. So that's why the judge, you know, said, okay, well, the local government's probably going to win this one anyway, but nevertheless put a 14-day, you know, halt on this.
Wow. So it dealt specifically with mass transit in some cases. I know the president had been particularly critical of, let's say, for example, that high-speed train that's supposed to go between San Francisco and L.A. So this didn't have anything to do with that transit job, right?
Well, this was apparently the funding that helps pay for the maintenance for the region there that includes Seattle, King County, okay, in Washington. That their region's light rail system, apparently this was for maintenance for it, not for like a new thing. This was something that was already underway that they were just maintaining.
And on the homelessness issue, I mean, what services specifically was that supposed to be addressing or providing?
They were. I'm not sure exactly what services. I know it was, like I said, homelessness services, but we're talking about as far as like which areas, the ones that sued over that particular part, Boston, New York. There's a couple of counties in Washington State, the city and the county of San Francisco, as well as Santa Clara County in California. They were all the ones that were that joined the lawsuit for that particular part.
Yeah. And, you know, this is joining some of the other situations that have gone all the way to the Supreme Court. I mean, didn't I hear this morning that the United States Supreme Court has something like 8 emergency order requests that they have backed up right now that concern some of these Trump administration efforts? And that's the White House appealing these directly to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many there are. There have been so many cases that have been, you know, brought to different courts, and, you know, different actions have been taken on this, on so many of the things just in the last, you know, 3 months since he took office. You know, they make a blanket decision, proposal, cut, whatever you call it. And more often than not, those are going to get, you know, brought to court. And that's kind of where a lot of the stuff is at this point. Yeah.
I know any administration, whether it's a Democratic or a conservative, you know, Republican leader in the White House, you're going to have pushback. You're going to have challenges, legal challenges to whatever you're trying to implement. Is there any tracking of though how many Trump has had? Because it seems like it's some astronomical amount compared to a typical administration.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure somebody is tracking this. I mean... There have been journalists tracking every piece of what's been going on. I personally don't know how many there have been, and I don't know how that stacks up, you know, to other administrations. I mean, yeah, it's got to be a big number.
Yeah, I would think. Tanya, we appreciate your time on this. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
You bet. Tanya J. Powers there from Fox News Radio covering that story this morning. You know, Kara Spencer... last week or the week before she got inaugurated, announced that they would basically, they've already spent a lot of money researching an expansion of the Metrolink line from north to south. And there's no guarantee they're going to get the federal funding to build it. So she basically paused any more local money being spent, or at least she asked Gateway to pause any more local money being spent on researching it until they had a better indication they were going to be able to secure federal funding, because they can't do it without federal funding.
Well, so see, I would support that, and here's why. I mean, probably not for the reason that she would, but my reasoning would be, why are we looking at spending more money to extend it when people aren't riding it like they should be, because they don't feel safe? Now, I know they've made improvements to it. I know they have, what was it, more cameras, more security officers who were stationed at some of these stops, maybe even riding the metro. I get it. There have been efforts made to make people feel safer. But ultimately, the perception, whether it's true or not, is that the metro is not safe to ride on. I just talked to my friends at Bible study the other night about this. It's not something that the average person, unless you live in the city and you decide to take it as part of your commute, it's not something you're going to use unless you're maybe going to like Mardi Gras or something where tons of people are going to be there and you feel a little bit safer.
Yeah.
You need to address the main issue. We're putting a Band-Aid on all these issues. Like, you got to address the core issue of people don't feel safe before you spend another penny on trying to extend it.
But they don't care. That's been the stick in my craw since I first started covering this all these years ago. Years ago, my friend Craig Cheatham did a great piece on this over Channel 4, where he went out on this express bus that runs from the Chesterfield Valley to downtown and back. It doesn't make any stops in between, straight from downtown to the Chesterfield Valley. He was the only person on the bus going and coming, and he had a photographer behind him
recording the whole thing. Like, he was mic'd up, but he was on the bus. Nobody else got on the bus. So the point being is that the people behind mass transit, and you know, you go to these big cities like Chicago and New York, and they've got crime problems, but their transit is they're dependent upon their transit because so many people don't have cars, probably because they can't afford to park them. Because the parking fees are so ridiculous in some of these big cities.
And traffic is so bad that you don't want to get stuck in Chicago traffic. Yeah.
There are people that want St. Louis to be like those towns and have a more vibrant transit system. You're absolutely right about the reason people don't use it. But the people pushing it, the social architects pushing it, don't care.
But
the systems were never designed to support their own weight. In other words, no, they couldn't raise the ticket cost enough for a Metro bus pass or the Metrolink for it to ever support itself. It always operates at a loss. Always.
Why are we trying so hard to make this a thing? We're trying to create a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. You just pointed to them. The main reasons why transit are so popular in cities like, you know, New York City or Chicago, because traffic is so bad and it's extremely expensive, therefore, to have a car, to try to park your car, all of the things. Well, that's not really the case here in St. Louis. Sure, we have traffic. It's not the same volume. And it's, yeah, it can be expensive in some parts of the city, but we don't have the same issues. So why are we trying so hard to pour money into a system when we don't really need it in the same way that some of these larger cities require it?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I just know what their motivation is, to serve the poor, and they know it's gonna, they know it'll never support itself. It will always be subsidized, just like that stupid trolley that to nowhere over in the Central West End, right on Delmar. There, it's the trolley to nowhere that will never be able to support its own weight, but they don't care.
It was a good idea in theory.
Was like, it ever a good idea, really?
It sounded nice, like this cute little trolley that ran through U City, the Delmar Loop, but it just did.
Common sense went right out the door, and they got federal funding for it somehow. Imagine that. All right, what's coming up in Kim on a Whim?
I hope by now, with it being Friday, that all of you know, especially the men, that it's Mother's Day.
Oh.
On Sunday, in case you didn't know, guys, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. Plan ahead. But it's interesting to think about how the mothers want to spend their day versus how the fathers want to spend their day. Is there a difference? I mean, what does that look like for you? I want to talk about that when we come back. All right. The only thing there-